Yesterday, we started the sugya of the Zaynes Eved Kanani. As I mentioned to you yesterday, it's a bit murky what the makar is for the chayvus of the Zaynes Eved Kanani, but it appears that there is some level of chiyuv. And we have Hashayla, the whole nidayin of this Gemara, the Tashmaz, is the question of whether the Adin could say, Yasei imi veini zancha, I want to have the benefit of your money and I don't want to have the chesaron of having to feed you. And that's the shakavataria of this amid of Hefet and Nefet. Yesterday we learned that on this havamina, that Adin is machoyev and mezaina is eved. There are two ways to learn. You can learn that it's a chiyuv on the gufa Adin, or you could learn it's a chiyuv, it's just a shibud in the Masi Adayim. We mentioned yesterday the two ways to learn, or it could be it's both together. This was the shayla. And at least the way I explained it, I'm not sure if it's mochrach, but the question is, are you mechuyev to feed him? Are you mechuyev to pay for his food? If you learn it's a chiyuv on the guf ha'adin, that means the adin is mechuyev to make sure he has to eat. If you learn it's a shibud in the Masi Adayim, it means that it's a shibud mamayni. It's a chiyuv to pay for his food. One is that it's a food chiyuv. One is that it's a mamon chiyuv. Ulai, it's totally that. Also, like I said yesterday, whether he can choose which food to give him, or the eved is entitled to a certain allowance for food, and he could choose the food he gets. Maybe it's totally. What would be the din if the eved? Let's say, I don't know how much. It's very hard nowadays to know how much it costs to eat. How much is a day's worth of food? It's very hard because there's such a spread today of what people can eat that it's hard to know. But let's just say that one day the Adin tells his Eved, all right, go to the pizza store for lunch and here's whatever it is, $5. Get yourself lunch. So the Eved takes the $5. He goes to eat lunch. He decides, you know, I'd rather have the $5 than the lunch. So I'll skip lunch today. And I'll keep the $5, I'll be able to get something else that I want, or to give it as a gift. I want to keep the money. So what would you say? L'chaira, I was thinking L'chaira, it should be telling the Shaila, no? If the other chiyuv is to provide food for him, so I'm a chiyuv to provide food for you to eat. If you don't eat, I don't have any chiyuv to you. And then it was always the Adin's money, because the Eved's not entitled to money. So when the Adin gives the Eved the money, then it's still the Adin's money. Just the Eved's entitled to food. So he's saying, you buy it. Mashenken, if you learn that there's a shibud mummy that the Eved has, l'chayra, what would happen then? No. It was a fear ice. If it's a shibud mummy, then... then it's so he takes the money, he doesn't buy food, so now he has the money. You know what happens? So that's his money. Oh, but then Kama Shekhan has a kind of rabbi, he should go back to the other, no? It's like a catch 22. If he doesn't spend it, it's half of his. Once it's his, the chayt should go back to the other anyway.
The shibud is only for food.
But if what I'm saying is even if my cheshbon's right, it's still wrong.
Because
even if the cheshbon's right, so the Eved gets the money, and once the Eved gets the money, it'll revert back to the Adin anyway.
The same shaila, what happens to the money when you buy him?
What happens? The same similar shaila, what happens to the money when you buy him? So he gets the money. Once he gets the money, it goes to the Adin. What? Well, if he makes up with him the favorish that's going to be his, so then we can clarify. If the Eved has a yad, maybe. But I'm telling you the typical case, and nothing was made of special.
I'm going to go back to the farm. It's kind of money. So I'm going to go back to the farm. So obviously,
No, if you're going to say the words, Rabarpa's words, that there's a shiba to the Eved, for Maisa Yadav, it's Maisa for something he has a Yad. Shiba at least. Otherwise, the shiba should also go back to the Yad.
So therefore, it's not going to go back because it's his money. The fact that he's able to buy food money, and he's stealing, he's not stealing, because since he has a right on that money, so now he's going to change his mind, so he's not going to change his mind, so he's going to himself. He has a Yad, he gave that certain sense of money.
I'm assuming that he has a yad because of Baruch Ber seems to say that. He says this is, he has a shibud, he has a tfiya on this money for his mazainas. Having a tfiya implies some level of yad.
But it's not that they come in and spend the money for other things, so then it would not make it back to the other. It's included in the definition of what this money
is. Is included that. It doesn't have to go back to the yadin. But that calls a man maybe it's only to be spent on food. Once it's not spent on food, it now becomes the Eved outright. By becoming the Eved outright, it now becomes Eis Eved.
How is the
Eved
outright money?
Either it's the Adin's money, if you didn't spend it, it's still the Adin's money. Or, worst case scenario, or for the Eved, best case scenario, is it becomes the Eved. Even if it becomes the Eved, it should go back to the Adin. I'm saying it's Mamanashach. You're tiny, how could it become David, which is similar to what Yanki was tiny. I'm just saying that even Louis Yitzur becomes the Eved, it still goes back to the Adin. It can never really remain the Eved.
It's not trying to say those words because it can't become the Eved, it can't become the Eved. It's the same thing as saying that.
You're right, that's what I'm saying. So really, it can't become the Eved because it's always the Adin. That's not what I'm saying. Now, this sounds like just somehow a play on words, but the truth is, there's a Tshuva Nigris Moshe which plays out this whole Cheshbon that I just told you. This whole Cheshbon is Zainus, that if it's food, it's food. And it remains Zardins. And if it's not food, it's money. So it goes to the Eved, it goes back. Where does Moshe have the Cheshbon? Not in regard to an Eved. In regard to Chiyam Zainus Isha. Moshe has a Shaila in Evan Ezer, Chelak Aleph, Siman Kufav, a very interesting Tshuva. About a woman who apparently wanted to lend someone money, and the husband wasn't masking. So she, without her husband's knowledge, was mitzamtzem in the money he gave her from his inus. In other words, she did with less. She knew she's not taking her husband's money without rishus. So she did with less, saved up money over time, and now lent the money to someone, and was mitzava this someone that when he pays back the money, because she was already dying, he's mitzava this liver, when you pay back, this money doesn't go to my husband. It doesn't go to my husband's Yerusha. It's my personal money. And it should go to my B'nai Mishpacha. And now the Shaila, she passed away, and the Shaila came to her Moshe. Whose money is it? She did with less, tzimtzuma. She did with less, she's mitzamtzuma achilasa. So what happens with the money? So it's an interesting tshuva. Rav Moshe says, first is a Gemara. The Gemara says, Moiser Mezainis Labal. Gemara says that if a man gives his wife money for Mezainis, she doesn't spend all of it. Whatever's left goes to the husband. The Ran says that that's all in a case where she didn't need all the money. She didn't need all the money. According to some, at least, it comes of a zul. If she was able to get it on sale, so she was able to get things cheaper. So meiser mezainis labal. So the leftover mezainis goes back to the baal. She has no personal tefiyah on the money. Zakhtaran, that's all in a case where she had leftover money. But simtzuma. She said, I'll do with less. I won't eat because I want the money. The Ran says that money is shaykh to her person. And the Night of Yehuda, in his Hagois on Evan Hezer Simanayim, paskins like this Ran. He brings the Ran Lahalacha, that Tzimtzuma, if she did with less, so whatever she did with less, that's her personal money, and it's not shaykh to the Baal.
point that the money is you should not do this. So why didn't it come from the geographic money? The whole point that I'm going to do that one good and you should not have much.
So why is it this way? Why is it this way? It appears that the Ran holds that she has a moministic tefiyah, not a food tefiyah. Mamisha was talking. It appears that the Ran holds she has a moministic tefiyah. So it's a mamin. And if that mamin is not spent, so it's a mamin. That's what it seems. At least that's the simple way to
understand.
Why, if she gets it on sale, why does she get to keep it? We'll talk about it in a minute. Maybe you're right. One second.
She got a deal.
Okay, one second. I'll come back to that. So Ramesh comes back to it. Rav Moshe is matmiya on the Neged Yehuda. Why are you passing like the Ran? The Rambam is fakert. The Rambam is saisim that Moser mezainis labal is mashra no matter what, and he brings other rishayim that hold this way. And Rav Moshe asks on Neged Yehuda, why are you passing that way? It seems from the other rishayim that Moshe mezainis should be to the Baal no matter what. And then Rav Moshe makes a chesh. He says there's a din that if a woman hadafa, the Gemara talks about hadafa, if a woman makes extra money. Now we all know the woman has the right to say any nizaynis any yaisi. The way it is lahalacha, really the whole kayach is in the woman. If she makes more money, she could say, I want to keep the money and I can resign. If she makes less, she could say, you take whatever I make and I get resign. The truth is, the way it's set up, the whole thing is l'tevesi isha, the way we paskin. The whole concept that whatever a woman makes goes to her husband is not to her detriment, it's only to her benefit that it works out that way. But let's say you have a woman, a typical case where her mezainis goes to the husband, her mezainis goes to the husband, she's mezainis. There's a din of hadafa al yidei adchak. Hadafa al yidei adchak means if she pushes herself to make extra money, hadafa al yidei adchak, that means whatever's beyond normal, right? What's normal is the question. 9 to 5 maybe is normal. Whatever she does, hadafa, extra work al yidei adchak, is shayach to her personal. Rav Moshe says that tzimtzuma should be the woman's money, not because of Neged Yehuda chesh, but for a different reason. It's the same as hadafa yedetchak. It's like money she earned. What's the difference if someone pays her to not eat? Right? If someone would pay her, there would be leads of such a case. Someone would pay her to not eat. So that would be hadafa yedetchak. That would be extra money that she made. So, one second. So the same thing. If she's just mitzamtzein, that should be like money she earned. So that should be b'toyres hadafa yedetchak. So in achinami, the Rambam and the Ran argue in the chiyuv mezainos. Mitzad the chiyuv mezainos, Ramesha says the Rambam holds she has no tefiyah mamon. She has a tefiyah for food. If she doesn't eat, she doesn't have a tefiyah medinei mezainos. However, medinei hadafa yedei adchak, she should get it because it's together hadafa yedei adchak, something she worked and she earned. However, Dr. Moshe, even by hadafa yedei adchak, if it comes her money, what happens to her money? The money vaita goes to the baal. Together in the same look, it's her money, just like if she comes into the marriage with money, it's her money, but the payers belong to the husband. So Zatra of Maisha, Neged Yehuda holds it's hers be'etzem, because of Tzimtzuma, he holds that somehow she has a tefiyah on it, she has a tefiyah mamon for mezainis. Neged Yehuda holds it's totally hers. Zatra of Maisha, I hold that this is the geder her ma'isi adayim. Her ma'isi adayim of hadafei de'atchak, which is hers. It's taka hers, but different than the Neged Yehuda. Neged Yehuda holds it's hers straight out. I also from my shetar is like the same log, which means it's her money, but she has no right to lend it out. A woman who has the same log, the husband has the right to all the peris. So she has no right to lend it. Could be already the Evan, in this case she lent it. I don't see that Ramesh explains what you're going to do already. But Ramesh says she has no right to lend it out. And if she lends it out, and it's taka her money, but the husband has the right to it. Comes out, what? She doesn't have a right to give it out at all. It's like the same look. It's hers. The Karen remains hers. The Paris had a Baal. She really can't do anything with it. Just lachar lachar gerishin or lachar amenusa, it reverts back to her. It doesn't fall into the Yerusha. The Gofamon. What? The Nevi Yehuda, the way Rav Moshe understands Nevi Yehuda, Nevi Yehuda holds that she has a right to it be'etzem. She has a right to do whatever she wants. That's Mazainis. Mazainis says she has a right to a certain amount of money. And yes, she has a right to that amount of money, and she can do whatever she wants with it. I think that'd
be it. It'd be enough to me, let's say she'd get a recruit from somebody else, if she could sell all the money.
Yeah, let's say how far she'll go to her parents' house for lunch. Yeah. And I'm not sure, is the husband chayiv in mezainis, and then someone else gets a lunch? I don't know what the halach is. Huh? Assuming that she has a tefiyah, like on Yom Kippur, could she say, I didn't eat today, I want the money? It's still not, right? She's not entitled to mezainis on Yom Kippur. So, right, so I don't know, if she goes to her parents to eat lunch, she has a tefiyah mezainis by her husband?
Well,
it's not tzimtzum, huh? Okay, if it's a tzach, yeah, I'd be master. Okay, what? She doesn't want to eat. Ramesha says, if I understand it correctly, that buying on sale, which we spoke about a minute ago, would be an afkamina. If she went to a regular store and the things were just cheaper, so then that there's no question. That's Meisim Mizaynis Mabah. But if she was mitzar herself to buy things cheaper, hadafa ayedat chak means she worked in order to save money. So hadafa ayedat chak, Ramesha says, because she tasi, according to where I'm explaining it, the hadafa ayedat chak would go to her. If she bought things bezul in such a mitzias where she worked hard to be able to buy bezul, then vaita would go to her. This is Ramesha's judgment. What? So Ramesha says that's if it goes to the Baal. That's not Hadaf Eidat Chak. If she just happened to go to the store and it was on sale, that's not Hadaf Eidat Chak. Eidat Chak is who she first thought to do. At any rate, the Ikanakuda I wanted to bring out was that it appears that the Ramesha and the Lady Yehuda are arguing, and it could be that the Machlex to Ramam Duran, if the Chiyav Mezainis to an Isha is a food Chiyav, or a kesef chiyuv. If it's a chiyuv of kesef, Nevi Yehuda, it appears clearly learned around this way, that's a chiyuv kaspi, and if she doesn't need, she be'etzem has a right to money, not al tzadaf eidat chak. Nevi Yehuda, that she be'etzem has a right to money. It's a kesef right. And Rav Moshe, or the Rambam, even according to Nevi Yehuda, the Rambam holds it's not a kesef right. You have a right to kesef. You have a right to food. If you don't eat the foods, you have a right to anything. So it appears that it's. I can't say it's exactly the same as Rav Baruch Ben Tzudadim, because you could be mechalik, but it's at least very similar to Tzudadim Rav Baruch Ben has by Eved Kenani. This mechalikus appears to be extremely similar. In the Sikh and the Kuda, what's Negeya to Mazainis Ishtar?
What's the chance that it should be a Kesef right? Let's say it's a prayer requirement that Rabbanim, they require the men to give the lady a certain amount of money, but they require him to take
that. That appears to be the Machlaikis. I can't say for sure that's a Machlaikis.
The prayer requires that Rabbanim require the men to give the money.
What is Mazainis? Mazainis is, you think Torah is mechayiv him to buy the food and give it to her?
No, that's not
Let's say she's Makbik. She says, I don't want to shop, you buy the food. You certainly could. I don't know, is that clear? It seems to be a chiyuv mamayni. I think that's the pashtus. The pashtus is, it means b'chuy to support his wife. What does that mean? Supporting means you have to provide the money for her. She has a mamonistic kitfiyah. If she wants to not eat, it's her husband's business. If I want to not eat today, so why should I lose? You're b'chuy to support me. So all right, so give me the food, and I'll sell it. I mean, what's the difference? What? All right, so it's a question whether she has a right to eat. Well, that's a separate issue. It's nothing to do with what if the hagdara of the chiyuv mizayin is a food or money. I think that most people would understand that it's a chiyuv kaspi. If you ask most people, I think the hashgacha rishayna is that it's a chiyuv kaspi. You have to support your wife. Does that mean she automatically has a tefiyah? I could hear two ways to look at it. Anyway, Ramesha has it's not a very long tshuva, but he goes into this a little more barichus. Again, I'm explaining the tzutzad in this way. Ramesha leaves you open for more than one way to understand it, but I would understand it to be very similar to this shayla. And
the point to the rabbi is chilek between buying and sale and where she was in Thompson.
The Ram himself is mechalik between Kansa Bizol and being the Tzamtzim, yes.
Why is it not here, why is it
so I think the Nayyid Mihuda understands that the Chiyuv Kaspi, that's the way I would understand it, is a Chiyuv to give her money for food. Now, if how much money you have to give her, whatever it costs her. So if she buys a Bizol, so the Chiyuv Kaspi is less. That's the Gemara of Maisa Mezainis Labak. But she's Mitzamtzim, that's not Maisa Mezainis, that's Mezainis. So the Ran and the Neid Biyuda hold that Batsim is the right of the woman.
According to her, Maisa, the guy that goes under Chiyuv Mezainis, that has to be also idea of
Chiyuv Mezainis? According to her, Maisa, it seems that it's a Chiyuv. According to her, Maisa, the way I understand, according to Ramesh, it's not a Chiyuv Mezainis. Ramesh might be masking in the Ran that it's a Chiyuv Mezainis. Bisotik is not like the Ran. And she doesn't, Be'etzem, have a right to it. Ramesh is Mechadish, that it's like Hadafei Deyat Chag. But in the Takana of Mezainis, Ramesh doesn't hold that she has a right to Kesef, of the Takana of Mezainis. Ramesh has this Cheshbin of Hadafei Deyat Chag. Okay, so she's entitled to it. But not B'Toyras Mezainis. Seems to be Ramesh's understanding. Should just know, in the geder of chiyuv mezainis to a wife, is a halacha which you should be aware of. The din is, we darsh in the words v'hi bu'ulas baal, sha'ayla imay v'ayna yeredes imay. There's a halacha, it's a gemara, and it's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that if a woman is entitled to a certain is accustomed to a certain level of living in her father's home, and then she gets married, the husband has simpler tastes, that oyle imay veine yeredes imay. If the husband has more elaborate tastes than her father, she's oyle imay. The husband's mechuyev to support her according to his level of living. But if the husband's style of living comes from a family that's simpler, and she comes from a family that has more, they're used to eating steak, he's not used to eating steak. My kids never saw steak in my house. You go to grandma, they get steak. Right? In the house, they don't serve steak to supper. Maybe on a special occasion. So, in some houses, they have steak once a week. It depends what you want to get used to. If somebody goes from a house where they're used to more elaborate things to less fancy, the halach is, she's not mechuyiv to go down with him. Now the place can say that her father, if the husband doesn't have the money, so she can't have a tefiyah on him for something he doesn't have. But if the husband has the money, he just the type that likes to save it, or he wants to spend it on what he likes, you should just know it's halacha Shulchan Aruch. That oily imay v'ani yeredes imay, I don't think they teach it in the Beis Yaakov, I hope not. But you should be aware that that's the halacha. The halacha is she's entitled. Look, if you don't want a wife who's going to want all these things, so that's what dating is for. You know, you have an opportunity, for some of you it's not too late, to go into such an arrangement. But, if you're married, your wife is used to more. It's not a rishis to be used to more, it's what you're used to. If she's used to more, so there's a halacha that you have to be. The good news is the Rabbeinu Shalom seems to make the funds available. A person has a chiyus, so Rabbeinu Shalom will somehow make it happen. But that halacha is a halacha. It's a halacha psuka. I don't think there's any machlokes. That's the gather of the chiyuv zaynus. Okay, one more nekuda before you go weiter. There's a strange line in Rashi. The Rashi lemorei lemay misvi. Right, the Rashi is going on the simple enough Gemara. The Gemara said, an Eved that does not make enough money to pay his own food bills, so Lamare Lamai Misbi. Our Gemara said, Lamare Lamai Misbi, same thing. So Rashi, the first half of Rashi is very easy. Hilkach Eina Maisa Mishalai, Ala Yazal Apsachim. Kimiya Kafen, Ala Zayn, Ala Hasid Shalai. So therefore, such an Eved doesn't have to give him money, Yazal Apsachim. Good. The second half of Rashi. Abel Isha. But a woman, if a woman doesn't make enough money to support herself, what's it in? The husband has to feed her. Why? Because Kachisna ima b'ksuvasa. That's what you write in the ksuva. Atehe yosva v'veisi. You are entitled to live in my home. U'mitzana minichsei. Tavizanis v'may nechasa. So to Rashi, why do you have to feed your wife? Because you wrote that in the ksuva. This Rashi is a pella for two reasons. First of all, that's not why you're mechuyev to give mezainis to your wife. She wrote in the ksuva. The Torah says, she'eru ksusa v'aymasa v'yigra. There's a chiyev mezainis, some hold it to deraisa mamish, some hold it to drabanan. But there's a chiyev in the Torah, of she'eru ksusa v'aymasa v'yigra. The Rashi is a pella. What's Rashi sticking in the ksuva? So let me tell you, and even this line of the ksuba, it's a pella. That's not what it says in the ksuba. This line of the ksuba refers to after the husband dies. The ksuba says that after the husband dies, if the husband dies, a woman is entitled, an alman is entitled to live in the husband's house, to have nechasim from his nechasim until she goes out and gets married. The Gemara says, even if she just looks to get married, because a man, she's living by Menusa, Ata Yasa Mevesi, Umitsuna Menichsi. So the Pella, first of all, it's not the Makar Mizayinus, and second of all, it's not what it says in the Ksuba. The Ksuba, this line of the Ksuba is referring to something totally different. It's referring to a case where the husband died and the wife lives in the house. Rabachim writes, it's Arachi and Badla Rashi. The whole Rashi is not understandable. It's all Rashi. So maybe we can understand Rashi as follows. Is the Chiyum Mezainis in the Torah? 1 minute. Maybe somebody will argue, will say, maybe the Torah is only Mechayivim with me and Mezainis, and my wife works. If she'll make money, so then she's entitled, maybe. If she doesn't want to work, she doesn't want to earn enough, who says I'm a chuyit? Maybe somebody will say that a wife also. Maybe the Torah only said if you work. So Rashi is being mechiyach that it's not totally in her work. Because at Rashi, you see, even when she becomes an almana, so the husband's not getting anything, he's dead. The husband's not getting anything from her. And yet, she's entitled to the zaynais. Perhaps Rashi means this as a hechacha, that by Isha, Mizainis is not totally a Maisi Adel. It's a Raya. Why you need the Raya? I'm not sure. It should be Pashit. But anyway, maybe Rashi means this as a Hechacha for this Nakuda. That even when there are no Maisi Adayim, there's still Zachiyah Mizainis. Okay, at any rate, the Gemara goes on, again, to Bidan, what's a Toshma, for the underlying Shaila, what was the main Shaila of the Gemara? By Eved, could the Rav say, "Say me then he's up"? What? So I'm answering both questions. Why did Rashi bring the pasuk? Because in the pasuk it's no rather. Because the pasuk, maybe someone will say that only she makes money. Second question is, you're bringing a part of the ksuma that talks after he dies. The answer is Adaram. The whole Eichacha is from the fact that after he dies, his bechasim are still mishavit to mizayis. After he dies, he's certainly not getting ma'asiyah down. He's not alive anymore. He's not getting anything. And still he has a chiyuv mizayis. So you see that it's not totally zayin.
Is there a
The translation would seem to Taka be different. If there's any significance to it, that I didn't see. Okay, we are actually in the beginning of the wide lines. But the last thing we learned, that I would have thought, since when a person's the Irmikla, there's a chi of Avachai to support him. So I would think the Adin has to support him. Kamash Mulani doesn't have to. But Baruch Pei has a kash on this Gemara that the Vachai is a chiyav on the whole Klal Yisrael. Not a chiyav on the Adin. Vachai is a chiyav that when somebody's in the Ir Miklat, he's uprooted from his normal Parnasa. Vachai is a mitzvah to make sure he has what to live on. So it's not sure on the Maskana, but sure on the Havamina. The Gemara says, I Sakadai Techamina, Vachai. I would think Vachai. You have to support him. Kamash Malan, not. So Baruch Pei is bothered. The Aaron Simcha Chalaf, I think, in Ha'is Balad, that why would I think, because of Vachai, that the Adn has to give? Why not?
The Adn wouldn't be allowed to keep his
So why should the Adon have to give up money? The Torah said Vachai, so he's the one who has to give it out. First everybody. So why should he lose more money than anybody else? So why should he lose more because of that? Why am I mechuyev to make sure he has normal life? That doesn't apply to the Adon Dafka, it applies to everybody. Let everyone support. I'll give my share. Let everyone else give a share. Why do I have to give money I'm legally entitled to?
Maybe they are giving him. They're giving him money, but the other thing he's taking it. But it's all hadaf. They're giving him the
Pashtus hadafah means hadafah of what he works.
So they're supporting. They're giving him a job to make money, but every time he gets money, he's far off to the other.
The bottom line is the same question. The other is entitled to money. Why should he lose more money? Why? The chai is, if he doesn't have enough money to live like a normal person, Klal Yisrael has to provide money for him.
Every time they keep giving him,
they
go, it goes to the
other. No, I don't mean they give him. They give him a job, we're talking. They give him a donation, the other should tackle, let him have it. No, but if he works, why should the other have to give up that money, which he's really entitled to? I'm asking. They give him a donation. I'm asking.
That's the way they give him.
Maybe. Okay. Practicing Gemara, I'm in the plenty safe. I'll be Isha Golsalari Miklot by Lachaya Bimadan Yisrael. Lachalda La Yomala. Yomala Baila, my Chayyab. Faisis is not talking in such a case. Because if he is talking, why should he be Chayyab? With the safe of the La Yomala Rashan, I mean La Yomala. The La Yomala. So if the Isha is talking La Yomar, then the Evid also. The La Yomar Lay. La Yomam Domale. The Isha with La Yisafka. So the Gemara says, this is the Taitcha of the Brice, Ochi Kamar, Imisapekas, Omelette, Timasidech, Mazenesech, Rishoy. Misapekas, Maila Membra, it's Pashit. Mal de Tema, Kokavuda, Vasmelach, Penima. And what's that have to do with Ari Mikla, Zakrashi, that since she's in a strange city, she would have to run around a lot to be able to make money. Okay, Lema Ketanai. The Gemara goes on now to a totally new Raya. On this shaila of whether a adi could say to the eved eini zancha, asemiv eini zancha, the Gemara wants to say in leimer ketanoi. Shimon Gamliel leimer yachol eved leimer la rabbi b'shnei betzuras. Oy Parnaseidi Oy Hitziye Neil Lachairus. So he's gonna hold which way? He's gonna hold that the other can't say Aseini Vein Izoncha. The Chachamim I'm Rishiyad Rabbi, it's all to the other, which means the other could say Aseini Vein Izoncha. I know about Kamifli, Marsavi Yachal, Marsavi Ainochal. It is Barah. If we're going to say that the machlekes is, if you could say semi veini zancha, there's certainly the other has no right to say I want to go free. All he could say is I parnas semi I temi masi yadai. He could say either let me have what I earn, or parnasa more than that. Why should be entitled to more than that? I temi masi yadai be parnasasi the boiler. Vay maishna b'shnei b'tzuris. If you hold that the machlekes is a dog, you could say, "I say me bein izoncha." That's a machlekes all the time. Allah b'mayiskin adam like say ma'isi adecha b'mizan isecha. Everyone holds dog cannot say, "I say me bein izoncha," but dog could say, "Say ma'isi adecha b'mizan isecha." B'shnei b'tzuras lo sipek. And since it's not enough, it's not mastic. So Rishim Gamliel savar. I parn say me I tien al khairis ke khid khazl in chi marakh ben alai for bad sab man de marakh ma de khari I have it nami rukhum in marakh what's the machlekes here it seems everyone holds that you could tell the eved go collect tzedakah. What's the machlekes? If I in normal times the eved would get tzedakah. In Shnei Betzura, so what the machlekes and Metzias, would people give the Eved money? That's machlekes. Do people have Rachmanis on an Eved in times where the money is tight? So you see machlekes, no? It has to affect the rachamim, because otherwise, what happens if it's not Shnei Betzuris and he doesn't have a job? Should we say machlekes?
You don't need that much rachamim. I mean, less rachamim for the people.
That's what I mean. That's, it must be that's not Shnei Betzuris. When it's hard.
He's saying we're talking about people who can't make enough money. But
why I understand it's only Shnei Betzuris that there's a machlekes if you rachmu a lot. Well, when he's captured, he's already captured. There's mechalik between the two of the terrorists. The way I understand the Gemara, this machlokes, will they have Rachmanis one day, is dafka in such a case of Shnei Betzuris. That's what I understand. Otherwise, he divided the kasha. Why is that the name of Shnei Betzuris? Just say, if there's such a chetimsa, we the other king can't make parnasa. Okay. So we can agree to argue that. But why the machlokes is a little strange. Will they have Rachmanis? Won't they have Rachmanis? So it seems, I would guess, that certainly less people will have Rachmanis. The question is, could you put the Eved in such a position? It's very hard for him to get money. But, lo yitzur, let's say it's positive, it's such a Shnei Betzuris, nobody's going to have Rachmanis on it. Let's say, he's telling us, this year, no one's going to have Rachmanis on it. What would be the din? The Rabbanu would be masking that you have to either free him or pay his mezainis. Right? Why do you have to do that? Why? Also, why do you have to free him? Because of mechir to feed him? We're going now that I could say, but I could certainly say, Tzimai Tzidechim Zanisecha, that everyone agrees. Machlaik is if I could say, Tzimai Veni Zancha. But Tzimai Veni Zancha, say, Tzimai Veni Zancha is Bishayim. Tzimai Mai Tzidechim Zanisecha, everyone agrees, because Naim Parasi Lashavya. So why does the Adain have to either support the Eved or take a financial hit by freeing him, which is a little loss? Why does he have to do that? Why sipik? So why should he have to take a loss? Why? Why not? Why can't he say? Why? So why can't he say loy sipik? That's what Kai says in the other days. But Shnei Betzuris, you can't say. Why? What's a Hesber? What's the Hesber? Why do you have to? Whatever the Chiyuv is, whatever the mysterious source of the whole thing is. So we have some mysterious source we didn't know, where the Chiyuv Zaynus comes from in the first place. So that same source will tell us that you have to free him if there's no money.
Even if you could say that same thing, some Rashi says it's only if you can be Chayav Sofer, but in such a case you wouldn't be. Even in such a case, yeah.
Yeah, so whatever the source for that is, which weren't clear, will be the same source here. Yeah. I'm not sure. I think I once heard following Psak from Rabbi Yashiv. Don't take this, I remember hearing this Nidayim. And this is what I think I heard. Maybe Nisht. The Shaila involved a landlord had a tenant. And the tenant wasn't paying rent. But it was klar because he was an ani, he didn't have money. He didn't have any money, he wasn't paying rent. So the landlord wanted to throw out the tenant. So the tenant said, "Why are you throwing me out? I don't have the money. If I have the money, I'll give it to you. I don't have the money." And the landlord said, "Yeah, it's my house. If you don't pay the money, that." So someone tied it to the landlord. All right, so it's tzedakah. They're on the house. It's tzedakah. So the landlord said, "Okay, it's tzedakah. Tzedakah. Everyone has to give. I'll give my share. You know, I'll give my share. I don't have to lose the whole money. Why do I have to give these people so much tzedakah? I'll give my share, let everyone else give a share, and let them pay me. I'll give an equal share. Get 100 people together, 1% I'll be my whole, and 99% you'll give." So the way I heard, Rabbi Yashiv said that it's not a taina. Now, if he's not even that much tzedakah, he'd be masking. Let's say he has that much tzedakah to give. He said no. He said that we see by Eved Kanani, when the Eved Kanani is stuck without mezainis, he's maser al psachim, right? So everyone gives a tzedakah. If not everyone, if you can't get tzedakah, so we tell the Adin, you have to give the tzedakah. You have to give everything. You have to give the whole thing. Why does he have to give the whole thing? My God would say, I'll give my share. I'll give my share, and everyone else give. No one else wants to give, so tough on him. Not my fault. Let him call them to a din tzara, not me. So he said, Vaisdais, that once something is tachas yadcha, so there's a kedima. You have first achrayus. So you have first achrayus. If people are giving in tzedakah, fine. If people are not giving in tzedakah, so you have an achrayus. So what's exactly the gedder of tachas yadcha? I'm not sure. This is something I heard, I think, from Hashem, Rabbi Yashiv Zaydan. I didn't see a printed tshuva on it. But I remember hearing such a concept that once you start something, so you have to stick with it. And this concept I've heard other times. I read that one mispal who asked me what to do with tzedakah. He gave this mispal gives a lot of tzedakah. I know personally, he gives rive of the money he makes every year to tzedakah. At a certain point in his life, he came to me to ask me, Shaila, he's allowed to. He gives more than 50% of what he makes every year to tzedakah, but tonight his wife doesn't know about it. It's one of the other things. But he's a very big bal tzedakah, most of it the hetzna. He gives more than half of his money, and the Aniyim from Eretz Yisrael all know about it. They come, people Aniyim come here to talk to me, rave of them, and I'm not like Rebelski, I don't pull out $100 bills to people. Rave of them are coming to me, if I could talk to this person, you should give them money. So this person asked me, what should I do? You know, I'm giving, more people come. So I told him that once you're giving, whoever you're giving, don't stop. New people, if you can't take on new people, don't take on new people. Not mechuyev to give more than what you're giving. But whatever you already have, you have to have. I remember once Rav Palm said, "B'shem Rav Shach." Rav Palm was involved in Chinuch Atzmai. He was thinking of it was too much for him. He was going to back out of his involvement. So Rav Shach told him that a chacham ve'inuch lufi kvaydai doesn't have to pick up an aveda. Allah is you're walking the street. He's an aveda. You're not mechuyev to pick it up. But the Rosh says that once you pick it up, you're not allowed to put it back down. Once you picked it up already, you have to keep on holding on to it. So Shach said, this is what he said to Rav Palm, the same thing, that once you're not mechuyev to get involved. Once you're involved, you have to continue to be involved. So he never gave tzedakah. He's living things, living under his roof. Well, the truth is, he gave already, because a few months passed already by the time. So I don't know. He wasn't Michael, all right? So he won't be Michael Weiter. Okay, I'm not saying the halacha. Just I was thinking about Rav Baruch Bez Tainit. Baruch Bez Tainit v'chai avalech yisadeichad anechiyah. Baruch Bez says v'chai. It's not the only chiyuv. It's everyone's chiyuv. Could be it's the same cheshbon. Look, till now this eved is under your control. So now he goes to your miklat. All right, if everyone else is supportive, it's good. If no one else is helping him, so you have kedima. He's under your. He fell under your control. So Mimela, there's such a hagdara of kedima. So there could be that's a nekuda. Nowadays they printed all of the things everything Rav Chaim Kanievsky says gets printed. Rebbe Yashiv says that gets set over by Rav Zilberstein also gets printed. So I'd imagine this psak, which I heard b'shem Rav Zilberstein, is printed somewhere. They already printed so many svarim of all the things he said that I wouldn't even know where to look for it. But I remember such a psak. If he never said it, which is possible, but at least that concept fits well into the sugya. Okay, the next Toshma is already a much more lomdisha Toshma, as you can see from the stipler. Let's start it. I'll tell you what the Iker, so to speak, raid on this Indian is, and we'll tomorrow try to put it all together. Toshma. Domer Rav Hamagdishi De Avdai Oiso Eved Loiva Vaichel Vaiso Pereya. Someone is Magdish to him. What does that mean? So you can understand two ways. You can understand he's magdish the flesh and bones of his hand, or he's magdish the maisi yadayim of the hand. We think, yeah, this sugya, the stump is known after me, no? From the sugya, it sounds more to me like he's magdish maisi yadayim, like Taisis Lashon. Although I noticed in the stipler's Lashon, in the first part of the piece that's in Yer Aleph, he seems to say that he's magdish the hand, just memelo, whatever the hand makes, belongs to Hagdish. But it's what we want to discuss here in the sugya, that's not such a nafkamina. Either way, loiva v'aichol v'aiso pereya. I assume you all learned this gemara. What does it mean, loiva v'aichol v'aiso pereya? He's stuck. The eved needs to eat something. The Odin's not going to give him his zainus now. The Odin could say, or according to this point in the gemara, he can say, I say me then is amcha. So David's stuck. So he goes, he borrows money. He borrows money, how's he going to pay back? If he makes a pruta, it goes to Hegdish. No, he makes less than a pruta. Every less than a pruta that he gets, that he gives to Hegdish. He gives not to Hegdish, he gives to his bachayv. The mainly is busy running to the bank every minute. Every minute he works, he gets possible pruta, he has to give it to him. So the Teshua says very poshut. Instead of working for someone, getting less than a pruta, saying, stop, pay me less than a pruta, I'll run, pay, and go keep on doing it. He says, let him work for his malva. He has a malva, lent him the money. Now he'll work for him. Every time he earns less than a pruta, it goes to the malva. He doesn't have to run, get the money, and give it. It's automatic. And the mele, he pays up. Shmamina, yachal rav lein alevet, I say, nivei nizan. So if you mara, hazub mei eskinam, b'malva loy mezaynis. He's here feeding him. Yahi, Lamai Lava, what's he borrowing for? He's getting the Zaynis. Lamai Lava Vachel. So tomorrow Lahadar. Frank Yomara Lemele Hegdish. Hegdish saying, what do you mean? Am I Cheshbin? You're going to have Hadafa? You're going to have extra money? What does Hadafa mean? Hadafa means something more than you need to eat. Right? You're buying ice cream, you can buy ice cream. Sprinkle on the ice cream. That's Hadafa. Right? Are you having what happens with normal supper? You have dessert also. So that's hadaf. Leimalei hegdish. An hashta sagiloch balei hadaf. Hashta nami tiskaloch balei hadaf. Now you're going to start spending money on hadaf. This line, leimalei hegdish. What's going on here? What's leimalei hegdish? Who's hegdish? He earned less than a pruta. Does it belong to hegdish? Doesn't belong to hegdish. He earned less than a pruta and he's paid. Frank Yomar, let hegdish tell him, no. Don't do it. I mean, don't. Who are you, Hegdish? Hegdish doesn't get less than a pruta. So it's Pratim Ram Shif. What's pshat in this line? Lay Malay Hegdish. Who's Hegdish? Where's Hegdish here? That Hegdish has a tefillah.
How could he be Magdish?
No, it's a Dava Habala. The Gemara says, if you Magdish Maisa Yadayim, that's Lay Balayim. If you Magdish Hayad La Maisa Yadayim, that is Balayim. If you Magdish the Yad for the Maisa Yadayim, it's like Dekal Perez. Alright, maybe that's why Stakla says he was not Mishnah Flesh. At any rate, now this needs a Hesper. It also needs a Hesper the next line. The Gemara says, Hegdish Kufi Nichalai, Hegdish is happy. Hegdish wants. What's Hegdish going to do with an Abed? Eventually going to sell him. So he wanted to be nice and strong. Hegdish is happy. So here he's going to say in Kasher. If Hegdish is happy, why do you need less than a pruta? Let it be a pruta of Hegdish. Hegdish is happy. So what's the problem? Hegdish can't spend money. He can't just do it. Even if there's a room dinner, the Hegdish is happy. I suppose. Stop me right. The Iker Nida in here is the following. The stipler in, again, Simin Yer Aleph, Ois Aleph, says Pshat. It's not a Gedreta, it's a Mamish Pshat Megemara. The aside of the stipler is to separate between two things of Hegdish. Ownership, what Hegdish owns. Hegdish can own things, just like a person can own things, a business can own things, a yeshiva can own things. Hegdish could own things. There are two dinim. There's a din that Hegdish owns things, dinim ominous. And there's a din that what Hegdish owns has isurim, isurim me'ila. Has certain isurim in the Torah. Now, before we start anything, I would assume it's hainuach. Whatever Hegdish owns, there's this me'ila. Hainuach. The stipler learns into the Gemara, no. There's such a thing as things which belong to Hegdish, and there's no Issa Me'ila. And there are things which belong to Hegdish, and there is an Issa Me'ila. There are two separate concepts. There's a concept of things that they own, the Dine Mom and not Dine Yisr, and things that they own that also have Dine Yisr. It's not totally Zebizet, it could be separated. That's the aside of the stipler in Lais Aleph. So two things. First of all, there's a Rebbe Chanan. It's a famous Rebbe Chanan for those who live in Kachin. Rebbe Chanan is a Chelik Beis Zibin Chaf. Rebbe Chanan records an argument between him and Reb Chaim, which appears to be, as it appears to be, we'll have to see tomorrow, this Machlaikis. Can you separate the Din Hegdish of Hegdish and the Din Kinyan Kesef of Hegdish? Are they the same? Are they totally zebizet or are they separable? Reb Chaim, in the beginning of Simon Chof, he quotes this Reb Chaim that says you can't separate it. It's totally zebizet. Reb Chanan himself says, Lulei Divri, my Reva Rabbi, I think he has three rayas, that you could separate it. Now, is that the same as the stipler's discussion here? And Vaita, is Nar Sameach, in Ois Gimel, Nar Sameach and the stipler is sort of separate. See if you could compare it. Notice from Ois Aleph of the stipler, you'll come to a conclusion, I think, the same as Rebbe Chanan, not like Rebbe Chanan. From Dor Sameach, it also somehow has a shaykhah to this whole Indian. The question is how to compare it, see if you can work it out. So you have the Rebbe Chanan, the Rebbe Chaim, the stipler in Simon Aleph, Dor Sameach in Simon Gimel, in Ois Gimel, and Simon Aleph, I mean Ois Aleph of Simon Yer Aleph, in stipler, and then he brings Dor Sameach. All these go into the Cheshbon, and then tomorrow it's a Cheshbon.